This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You walk into this room at your own risk because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, he's loaded for bear coming up to break down the whole communist globalist program and how that ties into it. Joel Gilbert's got a bunch of guests lined up, former communists, you name it. But finishing up with Reverend Childers, I want to invite back next week for a full hour to talk about what's happening. Get back into what happened right before the election, what God told you, and what you envisioned, and now where we are today.
Well, basically, certainly, Trump caught everybody surprised the year prior, and it came to me that this was the Lord's choice. I'm not the only person that said this, and two days before the election, I was praying, and the Lord said for me to have the church pray with you all night prayer for two nights that he had won. That Donald Trump won the election, but they would try to take it from him. My naive self, not having any idea what the depths of what God was saying, I'm figuring, okay, they're going to mess with the numbers that night. We got to pray that they don't take it from him. He said they're going to try to take it from him.
Well, they tried that too, but you're right that after is when it really came.
Right, and I was just totally stunned at the revelation as I saw things unfolding. Strzok, Page, our own Brennan. I mean, I could not believe this, that they were actually here. You have a sitting president. I really naively thought everybody would go to their respective corners. They would wait his term out. And basically, you know, there'd be resistance, but not to the degree. I didn't know there was a plan B to take him out. This was crazy, but it just fell into line to what the Lord had laid on my heart. And we continue to do that once a month to pray for him, all night prayer, and praying for him and the success of work at his hands. Because what God was basically saying, okay, I'll put him in, but the prayers of the church have to keep him there. That's what he was saying.
By the way, I felt the same thing in my gut, my spirit. Which the older I get, I learned to always go with. When Roger Stone was right here and he won, I said, he's like, why are you upset? And I said, they're really going to come after us and him and everybody now. We just began the war. Like, they thought they were in power. They're going to flip out now. And I just said, I could feel their hatred. I just knew that it was coming.
Alex, there's no question. I mean, you'll never receive the accolades and the rewards that your program has done to save America. It was just unquestionable. I love the way that they tried to make you to be some obscure source of relevant news, and it proved to be something that was totally, as you said, something that the grassroots, they were shocked at the power of the grassroots movement through this program. And never other programs start taking your cue. I've always been a supporter, but I never really thought that the weight of the country would be on this program, as well as others. I thank God for
too. It's everybody together. It's all of us together went over the edge, and this is our little reprieve if we don't make it happen. I know you're a busy man, but please come back for a full hour. Thanks for letting us move you back. Sorry about having to do that for the shooting.
Oh, I know you got to do your job. No problem at all, and grateful to be on the program anytime you'd have me.
BlackGenocide.org. I wonder about the books, the films, all of it, to really educate people, because you and I both know this stuff. We kind of think, or I kind of think everybody knows it. We got to keep, at least every few months, repeating it for the new audiences. So please join us to get into the whole history of Black Genocide and the whole plan as a beta test for all of humanity. God bless you, Reverend.
Thank you.
All right. right, coming up, Joel Gilbert on the other side. Like I said, loaded for bear. He's ready to go. And then we're going to announce a press conference. I'll do that briefly when we come back. It was a press conference in Santa Fe. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLive.com or 888-253-3139.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you to cry. Brother, 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 there's far too many.
All right, Joel Gilbert, documentary filmmaker, author, researcher, he's taken over in just a minute or two. Owen Schroyer, as we speak, is arriving in Santa Fe, Texas, a site of at least, unfortunately, 11 dead. Another school shooting. The Democrats blaming Trump, blaming the Second Amendment. I'm not taking from their loss, but thousands die every year drowning in pools, thousands more in lakes, thousands in jet ski accidents. A big plane blew up, crashed on takeoff with 109 people from Cuba outside Havana. There's a 7.5 billion of us. We come in, we come out of the world. This guy appears to be a devil worshiper wearing a communist lapel pin. We're going to go live. We're live now, but in about 50 minutes with the War Room, with Owen Schroyer, Roger Stone, myself, Owen and Drew and the crew are down in South Texas. But coming up at 6 p.m., if you look at a map on Google Earth of the school, just two streets down towards the east is Maple and Tower. And we know that that's right now where the police have things blocked. If you get there and they're blocked out further, I wouldn't expect that. I'd imagine the perimeter will go in as they understand there's not other shooters. Though they say he had IEDs and accomplices, who knows. But Owen Schroyer at Maple and Tower tonight, 6 o'clock, a press conference. And the press conference will be Owen talking to the callers we already had, and we checked who they were, from Santa Fe, reporting on this guy being known, that he was a devil worshiper, that there was a stand down, not by the police, but a stand down by mental health and others, just like we saw in Parkland with Nicholas Cruz, who we now know is part of this anti-racism program where he could commit burglaries and vandalism and threaten to kill people, and he never went to jail because his last name was Cruz, even though he was adopted. He was a white person adopted by Hispanics who died before he died, before this event happened. So Maple and Tower, 6 p.m. tonight. If something happens, just look, you know, down the street from that or up the street. You'll find Owen either up Maple or up Tower at the next checkpoint. But right now the checkpoints are basically up from that. So we've picked Maple and Tower, 6 p.m. If you are a parent, or one of the surviving students, or one of the victims, don't wait for the Democrats to show up and canvass the 3,000-plus students, big high school, and pick four or five that are anti-gun to say they represent you. If you want a voice on InfoWars, and a voice so Fox News and others can see, hey, here's who to be interviewed, to give their view that, hey, we don't want our guns taken, because right now they're going to misrepresent you, they're going to send in Million Mom March, the George Soros groups that fund these current groups, so they're going to take this over. So we don't want to just sit back here and let them claim they represent the people of Santa Fe and the Texans down there. So Owen Schroyer is there. And we've already had more than a dozen parents and others say they're going to be there. But if you live in Houston and you've got a view on this, or surrounding areas, or Galveston, You want to be there to support Owen Schroyer and what he's doing in the corner of Maple and Tower. I'll put a tweet out on Real Alex Jones. I'll have it retweeted on Prison Planet with Paul Watson that InfoWars is going to hold a press conference with victims, with citizens, with witnesses tonight, 6 o'clock. So that's in roughly 4 hours or 3 hours and 51 minutes, Maple and Tower. You can also call us here. We'll relay your number to Owen Schroyer. If you're an eyewitness or a parent, or you want us to come to the hospital and visit with you and your family, that'd be powerful to interview, you know, hoping your children are doing well or just have a flesh wound or whatever, because the media is going to be trying to get into those other kids, the globalists. If you want us to come in and talk to you respectfully or talk to your family or talk to your, any of the victims, we're ready right now. You can give us a call at 877-789-ALEX. We'll relay that name and number to Owen Schroyer and crew who are now arriving. So that is, again, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Now, Joel Gilbert, award-winning filmmaker, researcher, takes over for the hour. He's loaded for bear, as I said. Thanks for letting me crash into what you're up to, but you understand we got a lot of breaking news here. But you're covering the ground level, though, of what we're facing. So thank you, Joel Gilbert.
Absolutely. Thank you, Alex. We're going to do a great show here today. Coming up, we're going to have former KGB Lieutenant Colonel Konstantin Preobrazhensky, an intelligence expert, and he's going to really explain to us the differences in the Russian mentality. The Russians don't think like Americans think. They have completely different ideas and goals and values. One thing he told me, which we'll get into, for example, he said that when America and the world put sanctions on Russia, it increases Putin's popularity. So in the West, Theresa May, of course, the Trump administration, they think, well, if they poison somebody, then we're going to put sanctions on them and that'll teach them his lesson. In fact, Putin gains popularity when these kind of things happen. So we're going to talk to Konstantin. He was very close to Litvinenko, who was poisoned and killed in England. He cannot go back to Russia right now, and he's going to really educate us. There he is in my film, There's No Place Like Utopia. He's going to give us a lot of education about how the Russians think, what they think of a Mueller probe, what they think of Obama, the Iran deal, and you're going to get a whole different world trying to understand the way the
Russians
are.
Well, I know this guy's a high-profile guest, so I'm really impressed you've got him coming on. This is important information.
Exactly. So we'll have him up here. He's written several books. He's somebody that was inside the KGB. He was a recruiter for the Russians in Japan during the Cold War. He would recruit Chinese students and Japanese until he was eventually caught and thrown out of Japan, ended up going back to Russia and defecting to the United States in 2006. So you're going to learn things that you never even understood, the way that the Russian intelligence operates. He's going to talk about the Steele dossier, whether that was even an intelligence document or just a big joke. So Konstantin Preobrazhensky coming up, you know, Alex, right after the break. And we look forward also to Newsnight later to see what they're coming up with in a school shooting. I hope that Oliver North, who now is taking over the NRA, I hope he does a much better job than this guy. LaPierre always did a poor job, I thought, defending the NRA. Oliver North needs to come on and say, listen, NRA is even more important now. We're about self-defense. We're about gun safety. And I hope.
Oh, I totally agree. You know, LaPierre's not perfect, not as good as Heston, but you say what you want about Oliver North. He's hardcore. He says this is persecution of America, attack on our basic rights, and people trying to say get rid of our Second Amendment are terrorists because they're not engaging in free speech. They're trying to repeal the bedrock of the country. So I'm very excited about Oliver North actually being there. You know, I used to interview him all the time and once got a bunch of negative questions for him and, you know, about all the stuff that happened in Central and South America. He said, listen, I'm not a traitor to my country. I did what I was supposed to. Well, I get that. I was only asking hard questions, but, you know, we now see the Democrats had a whole plan to collapse all the way up to the U.S. with communists and then collapse the U.S. If communists have one thing, they certainly think big.
They have an agenda which is complete. It represents the total domain. It has so much in common with Islamism. Islamists and leftists both have a passion for destruction. They have a passion for taking over everything. They have a passion for complete control of everyone's lives. That's why
they don't get the Western ethos of Renaissance. that explodes with productivity and success. Don't they get if you turn people loose, that's what creates all the wealth?
They're still in denial. They cannot accept that their vision for the perfect world, for utopia, for making the world a better place with the government in control, taking all your property, giving out jobs and giving out money, they cannot accept that their model for humanity is a complete disaster, and they'll never go away. That's why it's so important to keep educating people about the truth and reality of free markets versus this government-controlled socialism, which leads on a path to nowhere.
It creates a dystopia, not a utopia, like your film. We carry all your films at InfoWarsStore.com. Joel Gilbert takes over on the other side with an exclusive interview, the former member of the KGB. I'm Alex Jones, and then in about 45 minutes, we kick off the War Room with Owen Schroyer live from the tragic shooting space there in Santa Fe, South Texas. So pray for Owen and the rest of the crew out there. It's all coming up. Spread the live links that you see out there. That's how we reach new people. That is how we bypass the globalists.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
On the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back. Welcome back to InfoWars. This is Joel Gilbert. I'm hosting this last hour of the Alex Jones Show. Don't forget to check out my new DVD in the Alex Jones store, of course. Trump, the Art of the Insult. You'll learn all about Trump, how he thinks, and you'll fall in love and laugh for 95 minutes over and over. It never gets old, trust me. So be sure to go to the Alex Jones store for that DVD. I want to bring on my guest right now is former KGB officer Konstantin Grigorovich Priobozhensky. Konstantin is a former KGB lieutenant colonel, an intelligence expert, and author of several books, including The Spy Who Loved Japan, KGB New Trojan Horse, and even a new book, An American Man's Guide to Russian Women. And I think if we understand Russian women, we can start talking about the mentality of the Russians. Now, some of you know Konstantin from his appearance in my film, which is in the Alex Jones store also, There's No Place Like Utopia. No Place Like Utopia, there he is. And I think we can learn a lot from him talking to a former KGB colonel. Konstantin, здравствуйте. Welcome to InfoWars.
Здравствуйте. Nice to see you. Nice to see you again.
Great to see you. Konstantin, first of all, before we talk about the book, what was your job in the KGB, and what exactly did you do undercover, and what was your cover in Japan?
In Japan, I was covered as the correspondent of the telegraph agency of the Soviet Union, and my task was to spy on China, mostly on China.
And how did you spy on China? What did you do to recruit Chinese students?
I just was recruiting them. It's a great job. I was looking for the Chinese students, made some personal contact with them. Usually I said that I need a personal tutor of Chinese language. They agreed, and then I gave them $100 for as lesson, which is too much. The lesson took place in the restaurants, luxurious restaurants. At the time, Chinese students were very poor. And I said mostly, let's not do a lesson today. Let's postpone it for the next time, but please take the honorarium. It made our relations very just progress. And then, slowly but surely, they became agents or collaborators of our intelligence. It's the way all other intelligences are doing. Nothing new, nothing special.
I see. And you were eventually arrested and kicked out of Japan. Is that correct? What year was that?
Yes, it was 1985. I was going to meet just a Chinese scholar whom I had recruited, but the Japanese police was waiting me in the place of our meeting instead of himself. What occurred to him later, I don't know. I was forced to go to Russia, to Moscow, by my leadership, by KGB. Maybe it was better to go to police and talk there and explain, or just hire a lawyer. But in the Soviet period, it was impossible. I had to surrender and fulfill what I was ordered to do.
Okay, Konstantin, so you are an expert, and you've been very kind to explain to me the major differences in the mentality of Russians versus American mentality, and different ways of thinking completely on many issues. So let's before we get into the politics, let's take a look into the Russian mind by talking about your book on An American's Guide to Russian Women, because we saw with the Me Too movement, we saw, for instance, Eric Schneiderman, the New York Attorney General, in the news. This guy was completely corrupt. He's suing climate deniers, full-blown progressive agenda. It turns out Schneiderman is a hypocrite and resigns when it's revealed that he abused women he dated. So let's, to start understanding the Russian mentality, let's talk about your book, An American's Guide to Russian Women, before we talk about the politics. Now, the first chapter is titled Sexual Harassment, Please. Explain yes. why Russian women want to be sexually harassed.
Because their mind totally differs. In Russia, sexual harassment is following. When a beat woman tried to rape her, leave some scars, which can be proved, that is sexual harassment in Russia, nothing more. And if you give woman some pleasant addresses, if you say how beautiful she is, how beautiful is her breast, and kisses her hand, and puts your hand on her knee, it's not sexual harassment at all. It's very pleasant. It's normal flirt with the woman. In Russia, when a boss expresses some sexual interest into his female subordinate, she is happy. Because traditionally there is lack of men in Russia, and women are starving for men's attention. So just I would advise American men to marry Russian women. They will never accuse you of sexual harassment.
Okay, well, you said also in the book Russian women are tired of feminism. Why is that?
Because in fact, there is very few feminists in Russia. In Russia, when a woman says that she is a feminist, other women are laughing at her, saying, oh, you need a good boyfriend. Get a good boyfriend, and all your feminists will go out. Traditionally, Russian women are worshipping men, respecting men. In Russia, for example, it is impossible for a wife to accuse her husband in rape, so-called rape and sex. There is no such law in Russia. Why so? Because Russian common mind says the following: you have married your husband, you need to give him some pleasure. If you don't do this, what kind of wife are you?
So why do you also said Russian women actually want to be the weaker sex, not equal? Where does that
yes.
come from?
Yes, it comes from our Soviet history. In 1917, as you know, there was a revolution in the Soviet Union, and according to the ideology of newcomers, the communists, men and women became the same, were declared the same. Women were forced to do a hard man's job, especially during the war, Second World War, when many men died after the war. So just when communist period finished, they wanted to return to what it was before the revolution, when men were kissing women's hands, when they were putting coats on their shoulders, when they were just telling them go ahead as a lady. But since that time, for the 100 years, the world has changed. In Europe and the West, men are not kissing hands to women anymore, and not putting coats on their shoulders. And Russian women feel very much disappointed with this. They want to be women.
Okay, well, you're starting to give us a good insight into the Russian history and different mentality. We're going to get into the poisonings, the Mueller probe, Putin sanctions. Right after the break, we'll be back with former KGB Lieutenant Colonel Konstantin Preobrazhensky. We'll be right back on InfoWars.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
Welcome back to InfoWars, the Alex Jones Show. Joel Gilbert coming to you right from the left coast. We're getting back into our conversation with former KGB Lieutenant Colonel Konstantin Pirovazhensky. If you want to ask some questions later in the show, it's going to be 1-877-789-ALEX, 1-877-789-2539. We want to talk now with Konstantin about the sanctions against Russia. I understand Alexander Litvinenko was murdered in London in 2006. He was poisoned. Was he a friend of yours?
Yes, we never met, but we were speaking a lot over the phone. Yes, he was a friend of mine, and I was very sorry when he died. Yes, when he was poisoned.
Was he in fear that he would be killed, and was he worried that the KGB was going to try to get rid of him?
Yes, he was telling me that he was afraid, of course. He foresaw it to some extent. He told me that he was afraid.
Why didn't Putin or the Russians just forgive him and forget about him? Tell me about the mentality of the Russians. Why wouldn't they just give up on him?
On Litvinenko?
Yes.
Well, Litvinenko was very active in media. He was talking a lot about Putin, a lot of negative information. Maybe he has irritated him. So just at that time, he was not keeping silence and was very, very active in his public writings and maybe speakings.
Well, we just had the poisoning in England of the ex-spy Sergei Skripal, and that resulted in sanctions being placed by England, United States, and other allies. What effect do sanctions have on the Russian people and on Putin? Are they afraid of sanctions?
I don't know. But we are too far from this problem. But Soviet Union has always been living under that kind of sanctions. Remember the sanctions of COCOM? So just it's something natural, something not new at all for Russians to say, afraid or not, usually Russians are not so much afraid of an exterior threat.
And does it make Putin more popular or less popular when they have sanctions?
Oh, I don't know, but judging by Russian media, it makes more popular. Yes,
I see. The Russian government have the same concept in Russia of forgiveness as we have in the West and in America? Would they forgive and forget about someone who's a traitor, or do they always remember?
I don't know about such a conception. Such a concept for forgiveness here, I don't know. There's nothing to compare with. So, but I have no comment about this. Especially, I don't know this problem at all.
Okay. Let's talk about the Steele dossier that I think I sent you. And this is the dossier with the information that they're used against Trump to obtain FISA warrants and spy on the Trump campaign. You told me it was just foolish speculation. Why wasn't this something that was not an intelligence document? Why was it taken seriously, and what did you think about it?
As far as my memory serves me right, there is only speculations, no direct facts, no just some secret facts, only the open information. So I didn't take it seriously. It looks like speculation. I was even laughing when I was reading it.
Okay. And you wrote the book called New Trojan Horse about Americans of Russian descent, especially working in the Russian Orthodox Church. Did the Cold War actually end, and what is the extent of Russian influence in the U.S. today?
I don't know what is the extent of Russian influence today in this country, because I don't know. I am not just dwelling the life of a public person. I'm not visiting press conferences and so on. Of course, traditionally, there always has been some influence. What about Russian Orthodox Church? Now Russia is the country which is emphasizing Christianity. It's very characteristic for Russian mind too. It's Christian. For example, I may give you a very interesting episode regarding this combination KGB maybe practice, KGB mind, and Russian Orthodox values. When I was KGB school over 40 years ago, we were asked the following question: what will you do if your father turns out to be a foreign spy? And I said, I will try to stop somehow his spying, but I will never betray my father. I will never report to the authorities about his espionage, because parents are more important than law, more important than the state, because law can be mistaken, laws are taken by maybe sinful and mortal people who can be bribed, deceived, and so on, but parents are given to you by Lord. You did not vote for want this or that parents. And my answer did not bring any harm to me. So we just in Russia.
Okay, let's play. I want you to get your comment on the video of Obama talking to Medvedev. Let's play that for about 30 seconds. This is Obama telling Medvedev that he'll be more flexible after the election. And I want to know what's going on here.
My last election. And after my election, I have more responsibility. Yeah. And I transmit this information to Vladimir and his director.
A few months ago, when you were asked what's the biggest geopolitical threat facing America, you said Russia. Not Al-Qaeda. You said Russia. And the 1980s are now calling to ask for their foreign policy back because...
Okay,
you know, the cold...
let's cut the video. That's good. Konstantin, first of all, what was going on here with Obama talking to Medvedev? Obama is a pro-Russian voice in American government. Were there pro-Russian voices and are there in the Kremlin? And what is Obama up to here with Medvedev?
I think as a former consultant advisor in intelligence, mostly on China, but also was a speechwriter to the head of our scientific and technical intelligence, this short talk is not enough to make any conclusion. As far as I know, the situation in these high spheres is changing so quickly, so drastically, that one episode mostly doesn't mean anything. We don't know the surrounding circumstances. It's too few information, just a piece of sand, a drop of sand of information, which is not enough for to make any conclusions.
Well, do you have are there pro-American voices in the Kremlin today, like we have with Obama that was pro-Russia when he was in office? Are there pro-American supporters?
I don't know, of course, but I think that in today's Kremlin there are no such people. Yeltsin they were, but now they are not. It's politics of today's Russia, as far as I know. But because I have no special information and no direct facts, I have been separated from all that kind of reality.
Okay. What do you see in today's Democrat Party in America where they're going more and more toward socialist and communist point of view? What are they missing in terms of understanding the reality of socialism?
Oh, I don't know it either. I'm just separated. Socialism, I have a feeling that socialism is now reviving the whole world, but I don't know enough facts about it. If this problem should be studied, but as a historian, my first profession is history. I am specialist in Japanese history and language, but in the world history too. As a historian, I feel that socialism is coming back. The age of democracy is finishing. Many people think so too, but I have no facts to prove it. So let us see.
Okay. Okay, well, look, we'll be right back with some more. If you got any questions for Konstantin, it's 877-789-ALEX. We'll be right back with one more segment with Konstantin. Back with you in a few minutes.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown family-owned small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is InfoWars. I'm Joel Gilbert coming to you again right from the left coast. Don't forget to get my new DVD, Trump, The Art of the Insult, in the Alex Jones InfoWars store. We're still talking with former KGB Lieutenant Colonel Konstantin Preobrajinsky. Konstantin, what can you tell us about the way of thinking of Vladimir Putin? What are his values and how does he approach statecraft?
Well, I don't know, but as he just of the same age with me, she is only 1 year older, and we have passed almost the same part of our biography. I think maybe I could understand him well. Just why Russian people are supporting him, because he's devoting himself to the national interest of Russia, which most of the Soviet leaders did not do. For example, Lenin was devoted to world communism. Stalin, yes, he just was in the patriotic and nationalistic, though he was a very cruel person, but still Russian people respect him because he has done something for the Soviet Union in order to make this country very strong. And what about other leaders? Khrushchev, he was just a weak leader. He was also thinking about communism, but not about his country. The same about Brezhnev, the same about Gorbachev. Yeltsin was a very weak leader, and he was doing nothing for his country. That's why I think Russian people are supporting Putin.
Is Putin someone who supports traditional values over...
Yes, of course. What? He has... As far as I read, he has proclaimed the preservation of traditional family values.
What is it about the Russian mentality, the Russian political worldview that you think Americans and the American government don't understand?
America and Russia, unfortunately, in the national psychology, very far from each other, because Russian state, Russia as a country, was formed by Russian Orthodox Church. If there was no baptism of Russia in Kyiv by Prince Vladimir, there was no Russia. There would be no Russia. America was founded by Protestants, and Protestant mind and Orthodox mind are very far from each other. For example, in America, if you have a lot of money, you are respected. In Russia, you are mostly disrespected, like all our oligarchs. In America, if you have a lot of money, people says that God loves him. In Russia, in the same situation, we say, oh, it's devil tempting him. Maybe this money were gained not in a quite just way. So, so-called values are very much different. And one more thing. Russia has suffered foreign occupation, has suffered wars in its own territory for very many times, for hundreds of years. America has never suffered enemy in its own territory. It brings some different nuances in understanding war by Russians and Americans.
Okay, I want to ask you about Russia's alliance with Iran. Let's take a quick look at an excerpt from The Art of the Insult, Donald Trump talking about the Iran deal during the campaign.
Well, I don't know.
We're making a deal with Iran, and we're fighting Iran in Yemen. When you make the deal, aren't you supposed to sort of solve everything?
I mean, here's a guy who goes on a bicycle to go on a bicycle race. He's 73 years old. He's in a bicycle.
And he's got all this stuff on. He's got the whole deal, the company, the whole deal, the helmet.
A quick spin through the Swiss Alps following negotiations on Iran's nuclear policy went awry for U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry.
Police!
He falls, he breaks his leg during the negotiation. I swear to you, I will never be in a bicycle race as long as I'm president.
Okay. Constantine, what is the traditional relationship between Russia and Iran? They've helped them build nuclear, plants in Iran, and they support them in the Middle East. What is the connection from the time that you were in the KGB till today?
Speaking more generally, Russia and Iran simply has maintained very long relations for a very long period of history. maybe for thousand years while Russia is existing. If you go to the Moscow Kremlin, to its armory chamber, the museum of ancient weapons and ancient jewelry, you will see the presents by Iranian shahs, Iranian kings to Russians, one dating back to maybe 11th, 12th, 14th century. So this the history of Russian and Persian Iranian relations is very long. It was not so friendly, of course. But what about today? I don't know. About Iranian involvement in atomic weapons, because I'm not informed about that. But still, the very fact that Russia and Iran are very, very long partners, long time partners, it tells, of course, it brings some influence into their relations today.
Okay, and finally, let's talk about the Mueller probe. Investigating Donald Trump based on this Russian-influenced dossier. How do you think the Kremlin, Putin, feel about this investigation? Are they upset that they're the subject of investigation for interfering in elections? Or are they laughing every day when they see the American government under such siege based on this whole theory of Russians getting involved with the Trump campaign? How are they looking at this from their point of view, do you think?
Of course, I can only guess, of course, because I don't know anything. But maybe they laugh too, because it is normal work of intelligence. I think their reaction may be very different kinds. But still, one can say that some reflection of this reality in Kremlin is very serious. Today, Kremlin and Russia in general has got very skilled specialists in many countries. I feel it. It was the Soviet Union was not so. So today, specialists in America, in Japan and China, the Russian ones, are better than they were in the Soviet period.
Okay. Let's take one call from Dr. Kelly in Northern California has one question for Constantine. Go ahead, Dr. Kelly.
Hey, thank you so much for taking my call and for all of your work. I discovered a copy of the King James Bible translated into Russian, and during times of high tension over the last 3 or 4 years, I would pray and fast and put this on and listen to it and hope that if anyone else was listening that they could hear it too. And I really appreciate the efforts of our countries to befriend each other. You know, we're brothers, and that we are one nation under God, indivisible.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for the call. Constantine, is Russia becoming more religious and going back more toward traditional values while America is becoming less traditional and more socialist?
Yes, Russia, I don't know about America because I'm not so much deep in Israel, but Russia really is returning to Christianity, which is a great contradiction with Europe, with the West in general. So I think it determines the way of thinking of Russians, and I can feel it reading Russian media, the Christian approach to the world. Yes, it is really something vital, something important for Russians today.
It's almost as if all the work during the Cold War where the KGB was trying to infiltrate and influence the left in America to cause America to be more socialist worked, and America's influence during the Cold War to cause Russia to be more traditional, that also worked. So we're switching roles. It's very fascinating. Konstantin Prebezhinsky, thank you so much for being with us, for all the insight. This is InfoWars. You'll be back with more from the shooting in the school. Everyone, thanks for being with us. This is InfoWars.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? all thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
I'm so excited.